Excuse me. Hello? Yeah, down here. Hi. Sorry to bother you, but have you seen my friends around? They look kind of like me. Massive fluffy ears, fluffy tail. They hop. Yeah, I've been trying to look for them, and they seem to have disappeared. I think something bad happened to them. I can't find them anywhere in the forest. I keep calling out for them, and they just don't show up. I'm very concerned. I heard them yelling, but after that I just heard nothing. I don't know if you're busy or anything, but can you help me look for them? Yeah, I know it's getting really dark. That's why I'm really afraid for them. We usually don't travel in the darkness like this. We had a little late start this morning. Have I ever lost track of them before? No, not really. Well, there was this one time, but that was my fault. I'm kind of slow. I'm definitely not the fastest bunny alive. But even then, they would wait up for me. So it had to have been something horrible that happened, or else they would have stayed. Oh no. You think they're fine? Really? Are you just saying that, or do you mean that? I don't know. I want them to be fine. I really want them to be fine. It wouldn't be too safe to continue looking for them, would it? But there's no way I can reach my destination by myself. Could you help me? In the morning? I really don't have much of a choice. So, sure. In the morning. I don't know where I'm gonna stay, though. Oh, the forest looks too spooky at this point. Human, would it be possible for me to stay with you? You don't typically let wild animals stay with you. But I'm not really all that wild. In fact, I'm pretty tame. I'm honestly really, really shy. And talking to you kind of hurts. I don't mean to offend you if I did, but I'm really nervous. Really, really nervous. But I won't do anything bad. I promise, you can trust me. I am incapable of doing anything bad. For example, anytime my friends would try to play tricks on people, I can never participate. I have too much of a conscience to do things like that. I'm also just a scaredy cat. Also, even though I shouldn't be admitting this, I will freeze if I stay out here by myself. When I was traveling with my friends, we would bundle up during the night to stay warm. And since I don't have any friends with me, and I don't really have much fur on me compared to them, I will absolutely not make it this night. So I'm asking you this as a life or death type situation. May I please stay inside your home? Please. I promise I'll be good. I'll do whatever you want to. Anything you ask for, I promise. Anything. You want me to keep you warm tonight? I don't know if I really have the ability to do that with how small I am. But I'll try my best for you. As long as you help me find my friends. Is that a deal? Do you promise? Thank you. Am I hungry? Well, yes, I am, but I didn't want to bring it up because it would be wrong for me to do that, wouldn't it? Well, I really don't have anything to give you in return if you were to give me food. I guess technically it would be keeping you warm, but you're also helping me look for my friends, so that would be unbalanced. My stomach is rumbling, though. I don't want to be too much of a bother, though. So it's okay if I don't eat. I'll be fine. You insist? But you may not have anything I can really eat, though. Carrots? Oh, I haven't had carrots in such a long time. It was so rare to find where we were at. I would love a carrot. Oh, but I probably shouldn't eat too much. I've heard it's kind of bad for you. Well, that's what my parents used to say. Would you by any chance happen to have any hay or seeds in there? Ah, it's so warm in here. Thank you again for helping me. Now it's time for me to help you. Am I allowed to get on top of this? What is this thing called exactly? A bet? May I get on the bet? Thank you. It's so fluffy. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, so soft and warm. This is amazing. How do I get a bed like this? Oh, no, I love it. Come, get in the bed, please. Oh, no wonder you wanted me to get in the bed with you, too. Oh, it's so comfortable. Is this cheering me up? Am I ready to do my job? Absolutely. I love your bed. And I love cuddling. Like, a lot. Thank you again for wanting to help me. I know you didn't have to, but I really do appreciate it. I think I was a lot more tired than what I originally thought. Whoops. I guess all the fear inside of me is starting to calm down. Like you said, they're surely fine. They're together. Oh, I'm sheepy. I like cuddling with you. You're really warm, but you don't have much fur. How's that possible? I probably should have asked if I could ask a question. Sorry. It's all right. Are you sure? Well, in that case, I have another question. Well, I cuddle with my friends all the time, especially during this type of weather. Do you normally have someone to cuddle with? No? I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you can cuddle with us? Yeah. As soon as I find my friends, we can all head back and be here, and we can cuddle with you. You seem like a nice person, letting me, a complete stranger, into your home, into your bed, and then wanting to help her. That's really sweet of you. So, I wouldn't want anything happening to you, like you freezing to death. So, if you would be okay with it, could we stay with you and keep you warm? That's only if you're interested, though. I wouldn't want to push it on you. The choice is entirely yours. Why does my face feel so warm? I think I've been talking too much. I'm embarrassed. Did I say something weird? You're making a really strange face. I'm sorry if I said something strange. Wait. Why are you laughing? Did I say something funny? I'm so confused. Were you not, little bunny? I don't know why, but you saying that felt nice. I don't know how to explain. Could you say that again, please? No, little bunny. Could you say that again, please? When you say that, it makes me feel really, really happy. I don't know why, though. No, not that type of happy. Another type of happy. I don't know how to explain this, but there's something happening. Hey, can I ask another question of you? I need some help with something. Could you maybe, I don't know. Could you call me a good bunny? Yeah, just try that. I'm doing what? I'm biting my lip? I think I'm shaking too. Could you maybe call me something else? I don't know. Really, any form of praise, maybe? Or a pet name? Could you call me a good girl? Yeah, I really like that a lot. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Am I okay? Oh, yeah, I'm very, very okay. I just don't know why this is affecting me so much. In such a weird, strange way. You wanna pet me? Sure. Pet away. That shouldn't be so bad, right? It should probably even calm me down. Wait. No. Can you do it again, please? Please.
Thank you to Jacob, Jerome the King, Miranda77, and Chris for becoming members on Patreon. Thank you to Inline Flaws for becoming a YouTube channel member. And thank you to everyone for listening. Now, you may be wondering why I decided to make this audio. Well, it's the middle of the night. It is currently 1:30 a.m. and I am going through a submissive wave. I am in subby mode. And I desperately needed an outlet to express my feelings. So I was just speaking from the heart, as I do. I severely need someone to pet me. I need someone to call me a good girl. I crave it. I crave it so bad. Hey, my name's Method Switch. There's a reason why they call me a switch. I can be a dom, I can be a sub, and right now I need to be a sub. Oh, I miss having a caller. Anywho, I hope you have a great day or night. And I'll talk to you again next time, all right? Bye-bye.